Hi, everybody. This is Mike Sullivan at GW&K. This is the fourth quarter 2013 update for our municipal bond strategy. I'm going to take about 10 minutes today. I'll talk about what happened during the quarter. I'll discuss what happened during the full year, and then I'll touch upon our strategy and our outlook for 2014. Taking a quick look at the fourth quarter in terms of yield movements, Treasury yields moved significantly higher during the fourth quarter. Strong economic data, stronger than expected, employment numbers, manufacturing and consumer confidence numbers sort of caused yields to rise during November and the early part of December. And then, of course, we had the announcement of the Fed taper in the latter part of December. And so by the end of the quarter, Treasury yields moved about 30 to 40 basis points across the curve. Now, munis outperformed treasuries, particularly at the short end of the curve, where we saw 5-year muni yields actually decline 8 basis points. We saw 10-year yields back up about 23 basis points, and then 30-year yields backed up only about 8 basis points. So the net result for the quarter in munis is that pretty much the entire part of the curve had positive performance, with the exception of the Barclays 10-year index, which was down 0.1%. Now, for the year, we saw munis significantly outperform treasuries at the front end of the curve. The 5-year AAA muni only rose 40 basis points, whereas the 5-year treasury increased about 102 basis points for the year. Now, at the very long end of the curve, munis underperformed treasuries. So the 30-year AAA muni yield rose 136 basis points, and that compares to the 30-year treasury yield moving up about 102 basis points. And so, to the degree that there was demand in the muni market throughout the year, it was pretty heavily concentrated at the front end of the curve. And municipal participants really didn't want to be allocating dollars to the long end of the curve during 2013. So the net result is the 5-year part of the curve was up about 80 basis points for the year, the 10-year part of the curve down about 2.2%. And the Barclays Long Index was down about 6%. Now, from a thematic standpoint, there are several key themes that kind of persisted throughout the year. First and foremost, Treasury volatility impacting municipal market volatility. We all know that the Treasury market was extremely volatile, particularly in the latter half of the year. Most of that was driven by the Fed tapering conversation. That volatility again trickled over into the muni market. Now, I just referenced it a second ago, but the second key theme was an aversion to duration in the muni market. Muni investors simply didn't want to be allocating dollars to the long end of the curve, and that's why you saw the 30-year part of the curve significantly underperform the long end of the treasury market. Now, the third key theme that we saw throughout the year was persistent outflows from muni mutual funds. We saw about $67 billion out. That's a record outflow for the year. That's the largest outflow going back since Lipper began tracking that number back in 1992. So significant pressure on the market from a fund outflow standpoint. Now, what helped the market to some degree was a lack of issuance. So issuance declined about 11% for the year. We saw about $330 billion of issuance in 2013 compared to about $370 billion in 2012. That decline in supply was largely driven by a decline in refunding activity. Simply as yields moved higher in the back half of the year, it just didn't make as much sense for municipalities to bring refunding deals to the market. And then finally, the last theme that we kind of paid attention to throughout the year, that it certainly impacted the market, were sort of lingering credit concerns, negative headline risk as it pertains specifically to Detroit and the bankruptcy proceedings there. And then, kind of beginning in September and carrying through to the end of the year, significant stress in Puerto Rico credits. And so those two kind of credit stories combined probably contributed to the outflows from the muni mutual funds. We would argue that the primary reason why you saw such significant outflows was the treasury market volatility, but as a secondary effect, certainly sort of the overhang, the credit concerns probably contributed to that sort of negative sentiment. Now, turning to our strategy and quickly touching on performance, we had a very strong year on a relative performance basis. We also had a strong fourth quarter. Basically throughout the year, the key reason for the outperformance was our shorter duration relative to the index. We ended the year with a duration of about 6.3 years compared to a duration on the index at about 6.7 years. So in a rising rate environment, that certainly helped on a relative standpoint. Our lack of exposure to Puerto Rico debt also helped from a contribution standpoint. Puerto Rico was down about 5% during the fourth quarter, down about 20% for the year. We have zero exposure to Puerto Rico, and again, that contributed to our outperformance. Now, from an activity and from a positioning standpoint, you know, throughout the year, we did, even though we were shorter duration than the index, we did methodically extend the duration of our portfolio. So the duration began the year at about 5.6 years. We started the year with an elevated cash balance up around 8%. And as the first quarter moved along, we put that cash back to work, bringing duration up to about 5.9 years. And then when we saw all the volatility in June and July of during that big sell-off there, we tactically extended the duration. We took about 5% of the portfolio, moved it out the curve, and that brought the duration out to about 6.3 years, where we basically stayed at through sort of the latter half of the year. So again, shorter duration there. And throughout the year, we did focus on selling our five-year holdings. Again, that's where the strongest bid was in the market. We took those holdings and basically rolled them out to the 9 to 11, 9 to 12-year part of the curve. One thing I do want to mention, though, is, you know, from a positioning standpoint, is we still have about 40% of our portfolio positioned shorter than our benchmark, so call it 5 to 7 year munis. And while we don't necessarily like being in that part of the curve, we recognize the need to be there. They act as a nice stabilizing force. They help keep the duration of the portfolio in, and also serves as nice dry powder, if rates were to continue to move higher here in 2014. Now, turning to our outlook for the year, I think the macro picture will certainly continue to dominate here, and specifically what I'm referring to is basically the Fed's transition from, you know, its quantitative easing program towards, you know, its forward rate guidance from a monetary policy standpoint. You know, when the Fed announced the taper in December, they basically indicated that, you know, they'll gradually wind down the purchasing program, but importantly, they're going to keep Fed funds basically at zero, provided that, inflation remains below 2%, and they'll keep it at zero even as the unemployment rate pushes below 6.5%. Now, the market certainly feels on board with that as we ended the year. That's essentially what gave the Fed the ability to announce the tapering. But at some point here, in whether it's the first half of the year or really who knows when, but if that is tested, it's important to see how the Fed responds to a testing of that type of language. Now, the second source of potential volatility in the market, it could, again, come from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico will probably have to come to market with a deal at some point during the first quarter, probably at some point in mid to late February. And so, you know, Puerto Rico's on negative watch at Moody's and at Fitch, and they basically said, prove it to us that you can access the market. Prove it to us that you can get a deal done. So that could be a source of volatility. It'll be interesting to see if Puerto Rico can get that deal done and at what levels they'll have to pay on their debt to get it done. And then finally, tax reform is always on the table in the municipal market, and to the degree that the conversation returns about, you know, ratcheting back the municipal tax exemption, that could certainly add some volatility here in 2014, although we think that's a lot less likely than the first two that I mentioned. Now, focusing on the positives and focusing on, you know, what's the case for munis in 2014, I think first and foremost we'd point that we're no longer at historical lows from a yield standpoint. You know, the 10-year AAA muni has moved about 130 basis points off of its low back in November of 2012, and it moved 100 basis points higher last year. So at 2.77% on the 10-year AAA, we're about 20 basis points higher than the 5-year average. Now, if you look at it on a 10-year basis, we're still about 35 basis points lower than the 10-year average, but we're certainly not that far away from that level. So, you know, there's been a big adjustment here, and we think that that leaves us in a much better position here in 2014. Second, the yield curve is very steep. The 5 to 10-year spread's at just over 150 basis points currently, and that's not too far away from its all-time steepest levels, which was back in 2010. And so what this means to us is by moving out into the 10-year part of the curve, you're picking up a significant amount of carry or just absolute yield by being out there. But you're also positioning yourself well to, you know, capture potential return from bond roll. And then you combine that with the fact that the 5-year muni's trading so rich right now relative to treasuries, and that's where the bid is in the market. We're happy to consider selling 5-year bonds and buying 10-year bonds at this point in time. And then finally, if you just look at it, you know, from a tax standpoint, look, the marginal tax rate up at 39.6%, and then you add to that the Medicare surcharge of 3.8%, that comes to 43.4%. That's your top marginal tax bracket. You know, that's an elevated level. And when you take, you know, when you look at munis on a taxable equivalent yield, taking into consideration that tax level, you take a 2.77%, you know, 10-year AAA muni, you gross that up, you're looking at a 4.9% taxable equivalent yield. Now, you compare that to just over 3% on a 10-year treasury, you're picking up almost 200 basis points on a taxable equivalent basis in the 10-year part of the curve compared to treasuries. We think that's pretty compelling here. So going to wrap it up for our call today. You know, we recognize that 2013 was a challenging year for the muni market, and to the degree that you have any lingering questions about the market, the way it behaved, about our strategy, or our thoughts on 2014, please do not hesitate to give us a call. Thanks a lot.